And welcome, Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And we've got two interviews today. Well, I've got Siri with me between now and 1 o'clock, and then at 1 o'clock we'll have Cindy McLeish in to tell us what's going on in the community. But I have with me Erin Winberg from Siri. Welcome.
Thanks, Alan.
And they tell me you're the head honcho down there, or the CEO down there.
Not quite. I'm the COO. COO.
Anyway, it's great to have you along. Now, you're like probably quite a few organisations, you're looking for recruitment of volunteers.
That's right. So we're a growing organisation, Alan, and you'd be aware that we have a presence in the Upper Yarra and also down further towards Mount Evelyn, Lilydale and Chirnside. And we've got some exciting new career opportunities given the growth that we've had in our organisation. So I've actually advertised some positions in the local papers this week, in the mail, so in the Upper Yarra and in the Mount Evelyn paper. We've got opportunities across our school for teachers, learning support officers, wellbeing officers, and also for our family and children's services area. So we've got an opportunity for a kindergarten teacher up at Yarrow Junction at our.
So these are not just all volunteer positions.
No, these are all paid positions. Sorry, Alan.
I mislead everyone. Sorry about that.
But we are also always looking for volunteers if people are interested as well.
Yep.
But these particular positions are paid positions.
Even better.
They are. That's right. So it's an opportunity to work for a great organisation across our family and children's services area as well. So we've got long daycare. We've also got opportunities in our out-of-school hours care program. And we're also a training organisation, so we're a registered training organisation offering pre-accredited and accredited courses and always looking for good trainers to join our organisation.
Terrific, isn't it? So if they go to the local papers and have a look, under Siri they can find out about it.
That's right. We've got a half-page ad advertising a lot of our positions, and we've also got a quarter page ad specifically for the Children's Services Director at Mount Evelyn.
Terrific. Are they also on your website or just in the local papers?
They're on our website and they're also on our Facebook page, so they'll be able to find them there.
And we'll give them those before we go at 1 o'clock, all the different contacts. So that sounds like a terrific opportunity because it's certainly a growing organisation in the last couple of years, isn't it?
It has been, Alan. We've grown in all areas. So we've got our school, which you might, your listeners might be aware of.
We've had the principal in, I think, a couple of times.
Okay, yeah. Paul's doing a great job with the school and his staff are fantastic and doing a really great job for the young people who are in need of our particular type of unique education that we offer with our small class sizes. The young people stay in the one classroom as well, so they don't have to move to the different classes for different subjects. And we're growing. So there's people who want to come to our school. We've got a waiting list and we obviously need great teachers and other staff to support those young people.
And you've also it's got some of the, or we are able to take some of the students that don't fit in so well at other schools, aren't you?
That's right. So those young people who haven't done necessarily well in the mainstream education, this is another opportunity for them to continue their education a different way.
Sounds fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We'll be right back.
To Warburton, from Seville to Hoddle's Creek. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Got Erin with me from Siri, and she's going to tell us all about a picnic.
I am, Alan. Thanks very much. I want to talk about the Teddy Bears Picnic. So it's Children's Week this week, and as part of those celebrations, we are having Teddy Bear Picnics. So we had a great event yesterday at Yarra Junction at the playground there, where we had, we think, probably more than 300 people. So a lot of children, parents, and a lot of teddy bears. And we had a great day. We had badge making there, and there was plasters for the children to paint. There are other activities going on. The fire truck turned up. The kids just loved it. And there was some storytelling and songs with the children, which was really lovely to see. And we're having it at Chernside Park tomorrow as well. So it's
part of that sounds good.
Yeah. The time will be 9:30 until 11:30 tomorrow morning.
We're
at the Chernside Park Community Hub, which is 33 Kimberley Drive, Chernside Park, just at the back of the shopping centre to the right, if people keep going.
Sounds like a great thing to me.
And it's going to be perfect weather, so come along, bring your hats and your sunscreen, and we'll have a fantastic day. So just some of the things that we've got there, Alan. We've got the Flying Bookworm, so a theatre company. They'll be roving with some stories. And Bookaburra, reading and storytelling. The council will be there with, I think, some water play and some ice, which will be great for a lovely hot day for the children to cool down. There'll be some dancing as well, and some sensory activity. There'll be badge making, so the children can come along and choose a badge to make with a cute little teddy bear with a name on it.
Sounds good.
Which the kids love. Some colouring in, some plaster painting again. So it's going to be a really lovely day, Alan, and I'd encourage people to come along with their children, grandchildren, for a fantastic day.
So that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. At Chernside Park, so 33 Kimberley Drive, Chernside Park.
And at 9...
From 9:30 until 11:30.
Sounds terrific. Now, we did make a mistake. You didn't mention Oscar that we've just played AC/DC for.
He's a mad AC/DC fan. He's a seven-year-old who loves a bit of air guitar. So that one was for him.
And that was Thunderstruck. we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
There ain't a reason you and me should be alone tonight. Music, great fun. It's just got to be Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Community Connections. And I have with me Siri and Erin. Erin, first of all, you've got to tell us who that song was for.
That was for a six-year-old called Eleanor, who apparently now loves Lady Gaga.
Who happens to be your daughter.
She is.
Right, now, we're going to talk about the Mount Edelman Street Party coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Alan.
Yep.
We are really fortunate to be part of the day. We're sponsoring it and we're also having some stalls there. So, as you know, every 2 years this comes around, and the effort that I think the organisation, that the committee puts into this is just fantastic.
Yep.
And we'll be having two stalls there. So we'll be having a stall there for our children's services. There'll be activities.
Promoting.
There. Promoting,
oh,
yeah.
And activities.
Activities, yep, as well. So free of charge. We'd love the children to come and do some plaster painting and... to paint one of those and take it home with them as well. We'll also be having the Flying Bookworm Theatre Company there. So they'll be there to entertain all the children. They'll be roving through the grassed area up the top there, and that's bound to be fantastic. We'll also be selling hampers that the young people from our school have made.
Terrific.
So, and we'll also be there to tell people around the courses that we offer as well, all the services that we offer at Siri. So we'd love for people to come down and say hi to us. And, yeah, looking forward to a really great day.
And it's this Sunday, the 27th of October. It's between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And it's filled with retro nostalgia, a great lineup of rock and roll musicians back from the 1950s, dancing from the 50s, roving performers, dance workshops, fashion contests, vintage vehicles and performances from local schools and community groups. There's over 160 stalls. There's scrumptious food and drinks, both from the stall holders and the superb local cafes. And they're even running a free shuttle bus this year. You can park at the Birmingham or Mount Evelyn Primary Schools and they'll deliver you straight to the heart of the party. And what's even more, they'll even take you back again.
Aren't they kind? Such a great service and a wonderful event for the community.
Now, I've got to ask, are you people dressing up? Because you can feel free to dress up in the 1950s style of your choice. In fact, they encourage it. So are you dressing up in the 50s?
We'll try to.
You probably weren't even born in the 1950s. So it's probably more your mum. But no, look, it's going to be a terrific day. We've actually had the people from the Mount Evelyn Township group came in and discussed it, and we promised we'd try and promote it. So obviously you're going to be there with all your stuff. It's going to be a terrific day. From the 1950s, so
yeah, it's bound to be a great day. And I remember a couple of years ago there were thousands of people. It has such a following, I think, the street party in Mount Evelyn. With the
probably not for you, but it'll be for your mum. Your mum will love it.
Yeah.
All right. So again, you're having some performances there.
Well, we're supporting the Flying Bookworm Theatre Company, so they'll be coming out. They're not part of Siri, but they're a great. It'll be a great activity for the children, so they'll be roving through the crowds and telling stories. And we also have the plaster painting for the children to come and paint those, and we'll be selling hampers that the young people from our school have prepared.
Sounds fabulous. Yep. Now, Erin, we're going to play another song, and this is for who? This is your mum.
This is for my mum.
So what's your mum's name?
Carol.
Is she listening?
Hi, mum.
Hello, Carol. I love this music. Great choice.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. A girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Please don't make me dream alone. I beg you, don't make me dream alone. No, I don't want to.
Living, working and playing in the Yarra Valley. The home of Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The voice of the valley.
Erin is with me from Siri. You've got a Twilight Market coming up, Erin.
We have, Alan. So we've got a first Christmas Twilight Market coming up on the 6th of December. We're going to have that at the Chernside Park Community Hub in Chernside, so 33 Kimberley Drive, Chernside Park. It's going to run from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock at night. And we've already got 36 stall holders, and that's climbing every day. And we've got, you know, from essential oils to gift hampers, and we'll have unique local gifts that people could come along and buy for, you know, great Christmas presents for families and friends. And it's bound to be a lovely night at the market.
And you're probably also going to have the elusive, or not the elusive, but the ever-present coffee machines and things like that.
There will be. Yeah, there'll be some food and, you know, coffee that that people can have. So
people could really make a night of it and come along and buy some tea and have a coffee.
That's right. Bring the family, have a great night. And, yeah, there's bound to be some fantastic gifts there that people can purchase for their family. And we're encouraging local people to have stalls there as well, but also, you know, for your listeners to come along with their families and their friends to come down and enjoy the night.
So you are still looking for store holders as well?
We are. So we've already got quite a few. But if people are interested, please, you know, get on to us as soon as possible.
Yep.
And there will be a variety of stall holders there.
So the weather should be good by then, and it's a good way to buy Christmas presents from local people too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And something a bit different, a bit different to what you'd get at the shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a bit about some of the courses you've got going, please, Erin?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. So we've got Fit for Life. That's a relatively new program that we're running at the Chernside Park Community Hub. And it's an exercise program for seniors.
And what's it called?
It's called Fit for Life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it runs on Wednesdays and Fridays. So that's at our hub at Chernside, 33 Kimberley Drive, Chernside Park. And we welcome people to come to that.
And what time's that on, Erin?
It'll be on our Facebook page. So if people want to look up that, they'll find the information there. We also have a Level Up program, Alan, that runs at Yarra Junction on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock and also at Chernside Park on a Thursday at 3 o'clock. So this is for young people between 8 and 18 years of age, and it's for them to come and drop in. It's a free program. It's really fun. The kids get to interact with each other. Is gaming and esports.
So, I think we were promoting that for you for a while.
Yeah, you probably were. Yep. Yeah, so it's an opportunity for kids to come together, play the games that they would normally possibly on their own at home, to come together and enjoy those together. We've also got a life writing course at Yarra Junction that will run from the 24th of October. There'll be four sessions. So that program's around documenting your life and you know, telling stories.
I think that's a terrific idea, because one of the problems, and I was actually out with my son the last week, and we were talking about a couple of things I'd done, and he said, look, I don't know why you don't write some of this stuff down. Mm. And I've now, because my father's long gone, and every now and again I think, oh, I wonder what this, or I wonder if Dad did that. And
yeah, you just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is telling them how to, or what they should put in.
That's right, yeah.
And I think it's a terrific idea.
Yeah, it is great. So, as you say, it's a great way to document your life, and that can be passed on to your children as well. And that runs from 6:30 until 8:30 in the evening, from the 24th of October at Yarra Junction.
And how is it, like a course that's for so many weeks, or can you just drop in and out, or what?
You could drop in and out, that's fine. But if you want to stay for the whole time, it'd be over four sessions. Yeah, so that's at our Yarra Junction Community Hub, which is at 2463 Warburton Highway in Yarra Junction.
I think that's a terrific idea.
Mm. Yeah, so I'd encourage people to come for those.
Erin, just quickly, you're working for Siri. How long have you been there, and what made you decide to go into a non-profit organisation?
Yeah, Alan, so I've been with the organisation just over 4 years, and I had come from a corporate background, so I'd worked in corporate organisations, and I made the decision where I wanted to work for a not-for-profit organisation and give back to the community and be closer to those people benefiting from the organisation. So rather than it going to shares and shareholders, actually working with a team, great team of people, to do something for the community.
And you can get sick of shareholders, because no matter what you give them, they want more too.
That's right. That's right.
You want to talk about leadership?
Yeah, so at Siri, this year, a leadership program was developed by our people and culture team, which has been really great. So around about 20 or 25 leaders throughout the organisation have been selected for this program, and it's been running for...
Oh, the people that are already in the organisation.
That's right, people who've been identified in the organisation as leaders.
Yep.
And so we meet every month or so, and we have sessions on different topics. So we've learnt about the neuroscience of leadership and performance, so how all that works, you know, managing stress through better health, some presentation skills. We've built on presentation skills, and, you know, we've had an opportunity to speak to the team as well and present on what we actually do in the organisation. Given we are such quite a broad and big organisation, it's a great opportunity for people to come together and share information.
And I guess any of the people that respond to your ads would become part of that leadership team.
That's right. That's right. So it's a really great way for the organisation to give back to their staff as well. Yeah.
Which is terrific. You're getting us excited. We want to find out more about Siri. How are we going to do it?
Please? Okay, Alan, if your listeners want to call us, they can call 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235. Our website is www.cire.org.au. So cire.org.au. And if they'd like to email, it's info@cire.org.au. We've also got a Facebook page, so Siri Services Incorporated, that have all of our events and courses on there as well for people to look at.
Sounds terrific. Now, we need to mention again tomorrow this picnic.
Yeah, so this Teddy Bears picnic that we'll be having at Chirnside Park Community Hub, 33 Kimberley Drive, Chirnside Park, from 9:30 until 11:30 in the morning. It's going to be a fantastic day, great weather and fun activities for the children.
Sounds terrific. Then Sunday you're going to be up at the Mount Evelyn Street parade.
That's
or
right,
street,
the street party. So come along and say hi to us. Have a look at what we're what the young people are selling from the school. Bring the kids up to do some plaster painting, and come and learn a bit more about what we do.
And if possible, come dressed as a 1950s style and see the all the old cars and the fashion parades and the rock and roll dancing and rock and roll musicians and roving reporters and everything, a fashion contest. It's going to be a terrific day, and they've even got a free shuttle bus from Mount Evelyn Primary and Birmingham Primary. And you just want to mention the recruitment again?
Yeah, if I could just recap, Alan, with the recruitment. So the great opportunities we have at Siri at the moment, there's an ad in the Mount Evelyn Mail and the Upper Yarra. People also find the jobs on our website from tomorrow if they want to have a look. So really great opportunities to work for a fantastic organisation.
It sounds really good to me. And we could mention the Twilight Market again, please.
Sure. So the Twilight Market that's going to happen at Chirnside Park Community Hub, again, 33 Kimberley Drive, Chirnside Park. And that's in December, on the 6th of December. There'll be entertainment, pony rides, food trucks, face
pony
painting.
Rides. Pony rides. You didn't mention that.
That's
before.
Right. So come along for that, Alan. And we're also looking for local artists who are happy to perform.
Are you?
Yeah, we are. So have you got something, Alan, that you could do for
no.
us?
No. Well, I could go on at 9 o'clock and clear the place. That's about all.
So I'm sure there's lots of local artists that would love to be part of this. So please contact us.
Via info at.
And if they call us on the 1300 number, and also our website, cire.org.au. And our number, 1300 835 235.
And, of course, apart from these... that we've been talking about, the different programs. You run other programs, don't you, too, such as Serving Responsibly Alcohol or whatever it is, RSCA?
Yeah, the RSA, we do that.
Yeah.
And we also have other programs, so early childhood, education support, which is a popular program, food handling, individual support. So for people who want to work with the aged or people who are disabled, that's a great course for people to do.
So can you give us the phone number and also the website again, please, Erin?
Sure. So it's 1300 835 235 and our website www.cire.org.au.
Is the CIRE in lowercase or...?
In lowercase.
Lowercase, yeah. Yep. Look, it's been tremendous having you along, Erin. We wish you well. And, of course, this is the last term for the month. So have you got any new courses starting in the new year or that you know of?
Well, the Fit for Life is a fairly new program that we're running, so that's just started this term.
And that's for the seniors?
That's for the seniors, for the exercise for the seniors.
I shudder to ask, but what do you declare as a senior?
It's open to everyone, Alan, but if you consider yourself someone who wants to do some low-impact exercise, come along.
Oh, very diplomatic, very diplomatic. But again, there's the recruitment that you are looking for staff, and I guess, as we said before too, you're always looking for volunteers too to be part of Siri to help, aren't you?
Absolutely. We'd love some more local volunteers to be part of our organisation, and I think most of your listeners would know that we offer a great service to the community and would love people to be part of that.
Absolutely. Erin's been fabulous having you with us today, and we'll look forward to someone from Siri next month.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
No worries, thanks.